Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the rule hearing on TDI Division of Workers' Compensation proposed rule. Today we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code section 180.2. I call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rule. It's approximately 11 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you. If you're going to speak at the hearing, make sure that your screen name has your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace, DWC's General Counsel. This hearing is about medical billing complaints. So notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on March 12th, 2024, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on March 22nd, 2024, and in the Texas Register on March 22nd, 2024. Please fill out a witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. There's a link in our website. There's a link on our website where all this hearing information is. And there's also one now in the group chat. We're not gonna address any comments or requests to comment if you put them in the chat. So I'm just gonna call on the people that submit a witness card. So please follow that protocol and don't use the Zoom chat to comment. I'm gonna call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Don't forget to unmute your microphone and speak into it so everyone can hear you when you comment. So now that I got all that housekeeping out of the way, I'm going to introduce and hand this over to Dan LeBrier, Deputy Commissioner of Compliance and Investigations, to explain the rule proposal.
Thank you, Ms. Mace. Good morning to yourself and to everybody else. My name is Dan LeBrier. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for Compliance and Investigations here at DWC. And I'm here today to explain a little bit about DWC's proposed amendments to Section 180.2 of the Texas Administrative Code, Title 28, or what we will probably be referring to as Rule 180.2. As you mentioned, this proposal was first published in the Texas Register on March 22nd of this year. The proposed rule in question would prevent healthcare providers or their agents from using DWC's complaint process to collect medical fees instead of submitting medical fee disputes properly through the medical fee dispute, or MFDR, process established by Texas Labor Code Section 413.031. Under the existing MFDR process, healthcare providers have 1 year after the date of service to bring a fee dispute unless some sort of an exception applies. The Labor Code requires the Commissioner of DWC to adopt rules about filing complaints, including how to file a complaint and what constitutes a frivolous complaint. It also requires that the commissioner adjudicate disputes over the amount of payment due for services determined to be medically necessary and appropriate for treatment of a compensable injury. DWC's MFDR rules contain requirements for adjudicating all of those disputes. This proposed rule is necessary to ensure that no healthcare provider or their agent can use the complaint process to circumvent the MFDR filing deadline, but also to ensure that the medical fee disputes that arise are adjudicated within the proper area of DWC's authority. So what this rule does, or the proposed change to the rule, is it clarifies that a healthcare provider cannot submit a complaint about a medical billing issue if the date of service for that medical billing issue was more than 12 months before the date of the complaint, unless, of course, an MFDR deadline exception applies. The restriction does not apply to a healthcare provider submitting a complaint under Insurance Code Chapter 1305. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
No questions for you. Thanks, Deputy Commissioner. So now it's time for public comments. Please state your name, the organization you're representing if you are, and your position on the proposal, either for with changes or against. So I'm refreshing my witness list and I don't see that I have any. So if anyone would like to comment, please submit that witness card. I haven't received any witness cards. So if anybody would like to comment, here's your last chance. All right, I'm going to let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. So the comment period for this rule ends at 5 p.m. Central Time on April 22nd, 2024. We'll consider any validly submitted written comments and all the rule, sorry, I was going to say any of the spoken comments from today, but we didn't have any, before we draft the adoption order for this rule. Thanks for coming to the hearing and this hearing on Rule Proposal 28 TAC Section 180.2 is adjourned.